The NFL has fined outgoing Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson $2.75 million following an investigation into sexual and workplace misconduct allegations made against him by former employees. The NFL says it's the largest fine issued in its history. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
The months-long investigation by former SEC chairwoman Mary Jo White substantiated the claims made by former employees but didn't confirm details. It found the improper conduct was limited to Jerry Richardson. In December, Sports Illustrated reported female employees accused him of using sexually suggestive language, like asking employees if he could shave their legs. The magazine also reported Richardson directed a racial slur at an African-American scout for the Panthers. The NFL's investigation found the Panthers didn't report the claims or non-disclosure agreements to resolve them to the league. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said most of the $2.75 million will go to organizations that work to address racial and gender issues, one of which is Women of Color Network, based in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The group helps address violence against women in communities of color. CEO Tanya Lovelace says she was surprised her organization will get some of the money and isn't sure how much.
I think that what it demonstrates is the NFL's ability to redirect funds in a way that is going to serve the very communities that were impacted by Mr. Richardson. And I think that that is good modeling for how funds and fines can be used going forward.
The Panthers said in a statement the club has taken proactive steps to address any misconduct. The team said it will stay committed to fostering a work environment where all staff can feel safe and valued. The review praises the Panthers for implementing what it calls a robust anti-harassment and discrimination policy. The team is required to report by the end of the year on its internal workplace policies and procedures that address claims of racial discrimination, sexual harassment, and related workplace issues. Shortly after the allegations became public, Richardson said he was going to sell the team. In July, owners are expected to finalize hedge fund manager David Tepper's purchase of the team for $2.2 billion. Meanwhile, investigator Mary Jo White recommended broader reforms for the league. Those include requiring workplace conduct issues to be reported to the league, establishing a hotline for team employees to report issues, and a review of best practices with team owners and executives. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.